I'm making a podcast for Blind Call Tech, and I'm in my house, number 9 in Chatham Road, and I'm with Sally, and Sally's watching Joyce Meyer on the telly, and she's, what is Joyce Meyer best described as? It's like a...
She's an American preacher, isn't she?
Yeah.
She's on the God Channel most days.
Yeah.
She's the highest selling author there is in the world, isn't it?
I mean, she certainly is the biggest seller in the UK of her. She's the biggest single seller of product in the UK for Christian stuff as well. Yeah, I know that, but probably is one of the highest in the world as well. So, but anyway, we're here today to make, amongst other things, make coffee. Sally's having just a normal cup of tea, aren't you? And I'm having
when it comes.
And I'm having a cup of coffee, but I'm going to make it with a cafetiere. And since we're on the subject of tea, I'll quickly go through some of the things that, because we get our tea, well, apart from the standard decaf Tetley's tea bags, we get our tea from a place called Wittard, don't we?
Yeah.
And we're going to do, I'm going to do a podcast from Wittard one of the days.
Wittard in Chelsea.
Yes.
The full name of the shop.
Yes.
It has branches all across the UK.
Yeah.
We're fortunate enough to have one in our town.
Yes. We are.
Wittards of Birmingham.
So let's have a look at the tea we've got first, because this is kind of a bit of an ad hoc podcast, but I'm going to get our tea out, and then I would if I could find it. Where's our tea? You've hidden it, man. Oh, it's up on the top here. So what tea? That's, you can tell by the smells.
Smells like a dead chemist.
Go on, just tell us a bit about the flavours of teas we can get from the Tards.
What we've got.
Yeah. And then we can just...
Well, what we've got, we used to have loads more, but I think we may have got rid of a few.
I think. Yeah. That's pasta in that bag.
Oh, it's all coming out now.
What's that? Oh, yeah, the chocolate.
Stuff that Paul loved. Was his passion for about 2 weeks. Bought everything in the shop he could find, and then hasn't touched it since.
Oh, I have. I'm going back.
It's all coming out tonight, so
I should
do a little bit of explaining what we've got. Oh, and we did used to have loads more, but it looks like we may have accidentally thrown a few
away. I think you've dumped some. When your shopping last lot of shopping came in.
Right, we've got mostly tea bags.
Yeah.
Herbal teas.
Yeah.
And we went for the one called Soothing, which is an organic herbal tea, and it's relaxed with warming flavours of fennel and ginger. And if I remember, that one was okay.
Isn't fennel a cat? You get a fennel cat,
ginger,
don't you?
Is.
Feral cat.
We went for revitalising.
Yeah.
Which is revive yourself with the flavours of cardamom, cinnamon and cloves. And I remember that one was quite strong.
Yeah.
So that, I suppose that was to give you a bit of a...
kick in the morning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then this one, lemon, ginger and echinacea. It's a caffeine-free fruit and herbal infusion. Zesty, spicy and warming.
Do you know what? I'm going to take one of these to work. I should take that one to work. Yeah, I'll take it to work.
And apple and mango.
Oh yes,
caffeine,
you like that, didn't
fruit
you?
Fruit infusion again.
Yeah.
Crisp, exotic, and warming. And I don't think I liked that one, but I did like the lemon and ginger one.
What, the one I've got in my hand that I said I was going to take to work?
Yeah.
I don't know that.
Paul bought me these for Christmas.
Oh
and
yeah.
I've only ever had one because they were disgusting. Which is the Wittard of Chelsea's Christmas tea bags. Round in shape and warming black tea with the flavours of orange peel, cinnamon and spices. It sounded nice, but
what they smell like.
Let's get one out.
It's a bit we can't do.
Oh no.
See, I'm an absolute, what's it for, cinnamon. Put it
They're called Christmas tea bags.
Yeah.
And they remind me of that author John Grisham, you know, Skipping Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
You really wouldn't want Christmas if you have to drink that. Mm.
Skipping Christmas.
We've also got some really posh tubs of, I think they're both hot chocolate.
Yeah,
they're both hot chocolates.
Yeah.
These are Paul's babies. They stay in the back of the fridge. And it's luxury hot chocolate orange flavour.
Yeah.
And it's a melting good combination of our luxury hot chocolate with the flavours of zesty orange. What are they like, Paul?
Heaven.
That smells like heaven, I have to say.
Yeah. It's the only thing I'd say about it. You probably Ooh. have to read how they do that, because it's cocoa based, isn't it? It's not, so you have to remember to put milk with it, because I had it on its own and it was so strong, it was unbelievable because it was dark. It's like playing chocolate.
When it's chocolate, eh?
Oh dear,
we've got another posh tub.
Yeah.
This is luxury hot chocolate Irish cream flavour, creamy milk chocolate with the flavours of smooth liqueurs.
I'm going to have to start having some of that again. See?
Ooh, that smells. Oh, I smell that.
Oh, dear. Is it thing thingy?
I could just eat that.
Yeah, yeah. It'd be quite easy to do. So that's brilliant.
So there's that, and there's two more. Get out the fridge.
No, yeah, but they've got more coffee in there, haven't they?
There's a Christmas hot chocolate in a tin.
Oh, yeah.
Came with a nice steel tin with a snowman on it. Very, very nice gift for somebody.
Yeah.
White hot chocolate with a flavour of nutty praline.
Yeah.
Really nice tins to keep as well afterwards.
We have kept them, haven't we?
And this one's got a lovely polar bear on. This one's red. And it says Christmas coffee, and it's a Christmas coffee with the flavours of cinnamon chocolate.
Now, I have to say, that Christmas coffee was amazing. But do you remember the first time I made it? Because I thought it was instant coffee. And I stuck it in the cup and just poured the water and had all bits. And I just thought they were like bits that you got in the coffee, like bits of whatever, cinnamon and that. But it wasn't, it was ground coffee. And that was when I discovered. Actually, this is a really good link.
There's another one up there, Paul. Right, let's reach up for it.
That was when I discovered.
They're all coming out the closet that thing. Now. Yeah.
That's not a Spisto gravy, is it?
No, man, that's a Wittards.
What
it's
is
an
it?
An orange truffle cappuccino. Frothy coffee in an instant.
Oh, I remember that. Goodness me. That should be off.
Still smells
nice. Kind of tastes a bit. I ain't too sure about that. Yeah, the brilliant link I was going to make there was that that's when I decided to buy my cafetiere, because obviously I had to have a little investigation about cafetieres. So, those of you who don't know what a cafetiere is, and I have to say before I even start this conversation that I think it was Dan on the BCT site a few months ago did a fantastic coffee cast thingy. And if you ever want to know how to make a really, really wicked cup of coffee, but using all the proper machines, you've got the whole thing going on, then go and find that. Just put coffee in the search. But honestly, he knows how to make coffee. But on the cheap man option, the cafetiere, what would you describe? It's kind of like a glass thing that you put your coffee in.
It's well, like a glass cylinder.
We'll get to that
shape,
in a bit.
And
yeah.
It's got a metal framework.
Yeah, bit of.
And it's got a top, it's got a plunger on it and a small filter.
Yeah.
And you see them in the sort of coffee shops, the good ones in town.
Yeah.
But somebody, a friend of ours from our church,
got
into coffee. So Paul's going to tell you about that.
Yeah, I'm going to make Sally's cup of tea first, though, because she's been waiting for that. And if you heard Rizzy's tea podcast, goodness gracious me, that should have come with a health warning. If I remember right, he said he couldn't find any running water, so he used the contents of his toilet bowl and hoped that someone had flushed it. He had a spoon that he found on the floor. what was the other thing? Oh, he couldn't find a tea bag, so he got one out of the bin and wiped the eggshell off it. This is all in this podcast, so I'm not telling you anything that Riz hasn't told you himself. And I just hope he was joking. But Kitty in his bird bath had nothing on that, I'll tell you. There's one of the blokes who reckoned that he drank from his bird bath.
Pleasant.
Yeah, it's getting very unpleasant, actually. So, but yeah, the way to make a British cup of tea quickly, yes, is we got your Tetley's, which is a British company from Yorkshire. Tetley's tea bags, Mec tea and all that. You get your tea bag, you put it in, the cup, you pour the water on the top. Now Sally does it differently to me, but I think this is the right way to do it.
The way you do it, it's always too hot.
You hoof it.
I put the milk in first.
Sally puts the milk
then
in first.
Put sweeteners in, then my tea bag.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's just nice, but when you get mint, I have to let it cool down for about 5-10 minutes because it burns my mouth.
So I put the hot water in over the tea bag, leave the tea bag to stew a bit, push the tea bag against the spoon, against the mug wall with the spoon, so you get flavour flooding out, as they say in the advert, or used to. Then put two of her sweeteners in. There's a teapot there she's got. Very chinery sounding. Green teapot. Our kitchen is, what's our kitchen? It's almost like a space cast as well.
So
it's a green, lots of green.
Peach Melba wall.
Yeah, come on, while I'm getting the milk.
With flowered peach, gold and white border.
Yeah.
Some nice pictures up of, in wooden frames of natural flowers. There's a wooden ceiling.
Yeah.
Looks modern, but quite sort of farmhouse-y.
Yeah.
Sort of oak. Looking cupboards,
yeah.
And separate utility.
Yeah.
And it's, I've gone for sort of, because I like cows, as in C-O-W-S. So I've got sort of a cow chopping board and a few cow candles and a cow mobile and some cups. So that's the theme, really, while we're in here.
Yeah. That's... not mobile as in phone. Since we, yeah, I'll edge a cup of tea and it's hot. and it isn't, I remember when we first came to this house, it was that wooden sort of ceiling thing that we quite liked, didn't we?
Yeah.
So it's just as well, really. It's been in front. Oh, you put the border, did you mention the border?
Yeah.
You did that, oh, did you? She did the border recently. Yeah. Anyway, so she's got a cup of tea and I think, what's that, you're making it properly now, I'll finish with it, is that?
Yeah.
Okay, so this coffee, when I found, I had to have a little look about what to do, because it's always a good idea to research it a bit. So I got my cafetiere from $7.99 I think, or something, from Woolworths. But as for the coffee, I bought it in a, like a sealed bag, but then I keep the bag in these tins that Sally was talking about. Oh, honestly, it smells nice.
Are those fair trade ones?
Yeah, 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 lasting me well. Now, so I keep them in the tin because obviously that keeps it fresh, you know, I push the bag down and whatever. But they also say keep it in the fridge, which is what I do. Now, with the cafetiere, oh, I know what I've done. I need the spoon from the other tin. What you do is you get a spoon with the cafetiere. Now, obviously, when they say what to, you know, when they tell you how to make it, it's only a guideline. So they say, you know, 1 to 2 of these spoons. Now, it's a little bit deeper than a teaspoon, isn't it, that?
Yeah.
I would say. And you would say. You know, really, you've got to make it to taste. And I'd say this coffee is reasonably strong, but not too bad. But I obviously put a bit of milk in it as well, so we'll come on to that. But it is a little bit about taste. But yeah, fundamentally, keep it in the fridge. So I'm going to get a spoon of this coffee out, or at least one. I'm going to put it into the bottom of the cafetiere. It's quite heaped, actually, isn't it? Mm. I might put a...
Just put a bit less in the next one.
A tiny bit less. I don't want a lot more than that anyway, so... There you go. Ching, yeah. So I'll put my teaspoon in. Now the other thing you have to think about, you have to remember is, in fact, most of the Wittard stuff, if I remember rightly, especially the chocolate, but definitely the coffees, says that you shouldn't put boiling water in the cafetiere, because obviously I suppose you'll burn the coffee and all that. So anyway, this is now in the bottom of the cafetiere.
That's off the boil now.
That's certainly been off the boil. So
you pour it in, do you?
Yeah, yeah.
Pour it into the
cafetiere. But only up, I'll tell you how, only for in about half an inch of the top. So if you are visually impaired, I suppose, to the point that you really can't see it. Let's have a look.
Yeah,
A little bit more, I'd say. Yeah, it should do it.
Then you might want to get one of those things that, you know, the things that sort of, you put the plastic thing over and the prongs go in the water and it tells you when it's full enough. Or you can do what I normally do and sort of touch it with your finger.
So you put the lid on.
So they've put the lid on, yeah.
Pull the plunger up.
I pull the plunger up, yeah. Fantastic. Now I've got to leave that for about five minutes or so, really. While I'm doing that, I'm going to put the my spoon back because I forgot to do that. But that's like just housekeeping, really. And what can we talk about for a few minutes? The weather outside is delightful. What we've been doing, we've been out in the garden just now, haven't we? We had a...
Just down a bottle of cherry Lambrini.
Cherry Lambrini. You know what it's called? Lambrini?
Yeah.
Cherry Lambrini. So we had some cherry Lambrini. It was nice, actually, but it gives you sort of funny guts, doesn't it? Because I think it's grape-based. It's like sort of semi-fermented grapes, really. And it's quite sweet and very fizzy. It gives you a kind of fizz thing going on. So we're just waiting a bit longer for this. And of course, you know Sally, because she's famous now throughout the world on the podcasts of VI Podcasting as my wife. She's not my wife in real life, she's my wife on the podcasts. Trying to be humorous now. Right. I'm going to say that this don't need much more time. You can leave it for as long as short as you like, I would say, but I've given it at least 2 minutes. So what I'm going to do now, because I don't really mind my coffee being, you know, I mean, it's going to be strong as it is. What I meant to say is, how big is this cafetiere? You could get only just about get one mug out of that, couldn't you? I would say. You got to only count the glass, because obviously the chrome thing isn't.
Probably get a mug and a bit out of that.
Yeah. Okay, so, well, I think, so it's enough for one person at this stage. You don't have coffee that often, do you, really? But you have it occasionally. So this plunger now, right, the filter's at the top of the cafetiere. That's it, I can explain this. The plunger thing is up, uppermost. So it's almost like it stands almost the length again of the cafetiere. So the whole thing is about, 18 inches high. So what you do then is you gently start to push the filter down, push the plunger down, sorry, but do it slowly, because what's happening now is that all the coffee bits are being pushed to the bottom and the water's being pushed through them as you apply the pressure. The water is underneath is being pushed through the coffee and up through the filter, because obviously the filter covers the whole of the inside of the diameter of the cafetiere. So you're pushing it right down to the bottom, and then really it's just a matter of pouring it into your cup. So it's definitely a good idea to have some of these things prepared before, which I have done, which is unusual for me. So you pour it in, and it's all very, I mean, it still sounds quite hot, which is pretty good. I'm just about gonna get one of my mugs here out of that, and you can smell it. Do you like the smell of it?
Have a smell. Yeah, it smells really, really nice, really strong. And
strong. Good morning, coffee
kind. Get your milk then.
So we're going to get the milk. Now, as it goes in milk, we use skim milk, but again, it's to taste, really.
You could put cream in that.
You could.
If you're not on a diet. And that would be really, really nice to put cream in that.
Do you know what?
Even honey or sugar.
Yeah, yeah. See, Sally's got it going on. She's got good ideas. I'm going to have to get myself some cream now to try it. So then we get sugar. And again, I'm using... I've already got a spoon. What do they call that? It's that cane sugar, isn't it? It's like a low-calorie sugar, which I have put in. And I have a couple of those because it's a mug. Well, a couple of... that was only half of one. That'll do. And then stir. Sally's putting the lid on the sugar.
And then I put a bit too much. Let's see if there's any more of that coffee left, because I put a bit too much milk in it.
My tea is very nice.
Yep. Well, I've got the consistency of that right for you, pretty much. And there you have. I mean, if you can, have, if you had smelly vision, or you could do a smell cast. It does actually smell quite nice in here. So, cheers, or whatever they say, if you're a coffee drinker. I think that's it. That's our podcast.
You were going to mention our friend Carl, who got us onto coffee.
Was I? Okay, yeah. Carl. Carl, who's our friend at church, as Sally mentioned. It looks like Starbucks in his kitchen, doesn't it? Mm. He's got absolutely everything. I mean, he says, oh, would you like a coffee? And we say, yeah, please. Because we kind of know that he's keen on it. You can just tell by his face. And he gets this, gets all these paraphernalia out, and he got all the coffee going on, hadn't he? And he got the machine to... Did he have a grinder?
I think no, he's got everything.
Had a grinder. He had the whole thing that, you know, the filter steamer and everything. And he even had syrups, different flavoured syrups that you could have. So we had about 15 different choices, I think, in the end. And this huge kitchen, and yeah, we always have good coffee when we go to Carl and Lizzie's house. I'm going to go now, and I'm going to enjoy my coffee. Sally's enjoying the tea, and if you want to find out more about my podcasts, then you can go to www.vipodcasting.com. That's www.vipodcasting.com, and you can send audio or written feedback to vipodcasting@gmail.com. Bye bye.